Welcome to Duo Chat with Brittany and Cynthia, where we talk about drama shows from shows ranging from the 90s to today.
Hi everyone, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Cynthia.
And today we're talking about Season 4, Episode 18, titled Eastern Standard Time. Air day April 18th, 2001, and the synopsis is...
During Senior Ditch Day, Joey accompanies Jen to NYC. Jen plans to meet her father there while letting Joey think it's about college. Meanwhile, Gretchen and Dawson take off on their own road trip. And then back in Cape Side, Pacey and Jew are the only seniors in school on Ditch Day, so they set out on their own trip.
And the end. Just kidding. I mean, did you like this episode?
Not really. Just besides for seeing Jen's dad, like that's the only thing I really was wondering about, curious about. So,
because I just feel like it was a snooze fest for me, which most of the episodes are.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's like they had nothing else to write about. Like they stopped really focusing on writing good episodes.
Yeah, I felt like a filler episode.
Yeah, especially they didn't know what to do. So let's just throw certain people together that aren't together. And it was just weird. And again, I don't like when they're not together. The writers. I don't understand their thought process. And I real okay, let's be honest though. This show, and even in season four, do you really think it would add up to the teenage shows that came out after them?
No.
Do you think it'd be cut? Even in
Yeah.
season four, it'd be like, sorry, this is your last year.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the other shows after are so much better. You know, they actually bring the drama in every episode.
Yeah.
And this one just fails that every episode. And I don't understand how they were still on the air after all this time. I feel like then there was like no shows on.
Right.
Or at least teen shows. Air quotes.
Yeah. So we just see Dawson and Gretchen talk about Senior Ditch Day. And
well, first he... Okay, this threw me off. He was thinking about Joey. Because when Gretchen says, what are you thinking about? And he said, Joey. And then he said that Jen and Joey are going to New York. And I was like, why are you thinking of Joey? Isn't
Just
it a little
being in the
weird?
city.
But he's with Gretchen. He should be thinking about Gretchen.
Yeah, he's just thinking of Joey's safety, probably being in the big city.
No, he's not.
No, I think he is.
It was just weird that he's thinking about her.
Well, he's always going to think about her no matter what.
No, he's
so.
not.
He has been throughout the whole show.
Love. No, season one, he was not thinking about Joey.
Well, yeah, because he was thinking about Jen, but after he got feelings for her, it's been that way.
But then he should be thinking about Gretchen.
Mm-hmm.
Move on, Dumbo.
Well, they're still friends, so he's always going to care.
But he's with Gretchen.
I know.
And also, they have Ditch Day?
Yeah. We did, too.
No, he did not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did.
When?
Somewhere at the end of the school year.
Cynthia, there was
What?
no ditch day.
Well, we can ask JC tomorrow because I swear we had one.
Okay, no. There was senior ditch day, air quotes. And it was the students made it up. And that was a day that our principal said, if any senior misses that day, you will be suspended. And then that was the day I had my seizure. And so I missed that day. And then I was worried that I was going to get suspended because I wasn't there that day.
I
So
thought it
no,
was about it.
there was no ditch day for us. It wasn't like we could have a ditch day. It was some kids made that day up And then it got spread, as our class does. They spread things around. And then it got out to our principal.
Okay.
But no, we didn't have a senior ditch day that you could just miss school on purpose and you would get away with it. You have to remember, our school was very picky that they wanted you in class. Like, even when we were seniors, they treated us like we were babies. Like, they didn't give us the freedom that maybe other schools give to their seniors.
Right.
Like, I still felt watched as I did when, you're in kindergarten. Think about it. They controlled us till the very end. And, maybe other schools don't, but I do know that ours did. So there is no way in hell that they were going to let us have a ditch day. Just like there was going to be no pranking. Like, we just weren't allowed to have fun. That was just the whole thing, is they'd, especially our group, they were never going to let have fun. Since they met us in eighth grade, they weren't going to let us have fun. We were the bad group, remember? So yeah, there was no ditch day. Because yeah, I do remember the day that everybody claimed was ditch day, and then that's when it got out. And then that's when they were putting a stop to it. So yeah. So yeah, I thought that was kind of weird. And again, I just don't like that they were spread out. Why can't they do a ditch day where they're all together? Where they go somewhere together? Like, this is what I mean. This show is not showing me that they're friends, that this group is friends, because they are not hanging out together. When they go on adventures, it's always separate. You know what I mean? Like, it's always the guys and then the girls, or two people, and it's never the whole group. And I'm tired of it. By season four, I should be able to tell that they're friends. And I'm not feeling it. They're so divided, and they've been since episode one. Like, I don't feel any type of closeness.
Was Jack even in this one?
No, I missed him. That's what I literally wrote down. I was like, I miss Jack. Because he wasn't even in the episode. And I feel like because he's besties with Jen, he would have been there to support her in New York. Like, why couldn't have been Jen, Jack, and Joey, all the J's?
Yeah, could have easily been, yeah.
Yeah. And he would have been good supportive for Jen, just like Joey sort of was. And also, isn't he supposed to be going to New York? The college? So why wouldn't he be there that weekend?
Maybe
Do
because
you know what I mean though? Because if she was supposed to go and meet the dean or something, well, why could like wouldn't she have been, or wouldn't Jack have been like, I want to go and see the college, with you. It just threw me off because they're supposed to be going to college together, and Jack's not even in the episode. He's not talked about. And it's Jen and Joey going because Jen has a meeting with the dean, which I feel Jack would be there too, probably meeting with the dean. It was all mess, I feel like.
Well, that's not really what she was going to do. She's going to see her dad,
I
so.
know it's not what she was, I know that's not her plan, but that's what she told Joey, that she was going to meet the dean, which again, I would think Jack would be like, hey, you're going to meet the dean. I want to go too.
Well, he probably
Because
didn't
she
tell.
wasn't, telling anybody what she was really doing, that's what she told them when she was going to meet the dean. So I would just think Jack would go meet the dean too.
But she didn't tell Jack, probably. That's why he didn't ask or want to
But he's
go.
best friends with her. This is what I mean.
Yeah, I know,
The
but
writing is bad. You would tell your best friend, especially if Jack's going to college with you.
maybe not. You never know.
It's
Maybe she didn't want
bad.
anybody to know.
But why is Joey there?
Just to have some kind of company with her. So it's not completely
That would
alone.
have been Jack.
Yeah, I don't
Listen, the friendship is Jen and Jack.
know.
There is no friendship between Jen and Joey. So quit throwing these two together. Because again, the supportive friend in Jen's life is Jack. And he should have accompanied her on this trip. That's what is so confusing, especially if he's going to New York City for college. It just makes no sense that he wouldn't be there. And okay, you know what would have been very easy? If they would have said that Joey was going because Jack was sick.
Yeah, could have
You
done
know
that
what?
too.
It would have made more sense that Joey would step in for Jack because he's sick. Especially because he's not even in the episode. You don't even have to show him. Just say he's sick, and that's why Joey's going. Because it doesn't make any sense that Joey's going. So that was my opinion towards that.
And then Gretchen tells Dawson of her senior ditch day with her friends and just driving out.
I feel like
That's
that's
the
all Gretchen does, though, is party and drive around, and I don't know.
Yeah, well, she is a party girl, so.
Yeah, so that just made sense, but I also was tuned out.
Yeah, well, that gives Dawson the idea to take the same road trip with her. Just drive with no destination.
Yeah, but that was definitely un character for Dawson.
Well, it's his senior year. Maybe he just wants to do things, try things, since he's almost done with school now. Because with college, you won't have that freedom or time to do so. And then Jen is still in therapy, right?
Well, that was what was weird was, it starts or, it opens to Jen in therapy with him, right? Well, Jen's story. And then all of a sudden she's, what is it, the train station with Joey? And it was like, what? That was very quick, you know?
Yeah, maybe they just wanted to show that she was still there really quick, I guess.
Well, I think it's because of the ending when she's in therapy again and she says, I'm done with therapy.
Oh, okay, yeah,
Because when
just.
he said, well, we'll see, well, I'll see you next week or whatever. And then she was like, no, we're done. She was like, I got what I needed out of this, which was I talked to my dad.
And then Drew finds Pacey in the classroom taking a quiz. And they're the only seniors there.
Okay, so why is Doofus and, I mean Drew not going?
Because if he misses any more days, he wouldn't graduate. He was told by the
Yeah,
principal.
but I thought this was a senior ditch day that everybody could do.
Guess not him. He didn't have the attendance requirement.
And I get that, and I get that Pacey's not because he's kind of considered a junior. Because he's still taking junior classes. So I get that that's why he's not going, but it was just weird. I'm like, Drew's the only one with Pacey. That's just so weird. And I don't like Drew. I mean, when's he gonna go away? Seriously.
After
Do
this
you like
season.
you hope? Do you like him in this episode?
Well, he was only there to have Pacey do something, or else Pacey probably wouldn't have been in the episode either. And just like, Abby, it's like Drew is Pacey's Abby because he gets him to use a fake ID and go to the bar and everything, so.
Well, and I feel like it was a bad day to for Pacey because he had no friends around, which every day he's got someone to talk to, whether it's Joey, Jen, or Jack. So the fact that, of course, this is the day that there's nobody there, and then that's the day that he feels the most loneliest or whatever. And it's like, oh, not a good day for Drew to be around. See, it would have been perfect for Drew to go away.
Yeah, I think Drew only convinced him because he's like, wondering what Joey's doing in New York while Pacey's stuck in school. So I think that makes Pacey think like if Joey can have fun, then I should be able to
Well,
too.
but remember if though Pacey was like he brought up how he feels lonely because like it's weird because nobody's around. Like there's no one from their class. There's no none of his friends are there. So he just feels really out of place. And I think he's also thinking too, this is going to be my life is being alone where everybody is out living their lives in other cities and I'm stuck here in Capeside. Probably taking senior year over, you know? And especially like when he didn't finish that test, remember? I think it was definitely a turning point for him of like, I'm gonna be stuck here a whole another year with no friends, you know, just trying to pass and get out of this city or this town while all of my real friends are living it up. So of course, then he's depressed, and then Drew comes along. And that's why I say not a good day for Pacey.
And then Jen and Joey go to a restaurant when they first get to the city and
Well, you
run
know what I
into.
thought was funny was when they were at the train station, Joey said to Jen, this is a very fast-paced city. And I was like, because remember she said, you know, meet back up at whatever time. And I was like, Jen knows this. Like it was kind of weird that Joey would say it when Jen's lived the life. She knows New York.
I think she was just pointing out to keep them on schedule.
Yeah, but again, Jen knows she lived there.
She just figured Jen was gonna mess around, do stuff.
Well, okay. Can we go back to Pacey? The teacher, he said, my favorite and only senior. His favorite?
I think he was being sarcastic.
Clearly, because I was like, doesn't like all the teachers hate Pacey? So I was just like, my favorite and only senior. And did he say my only senior because Pace is the only senior in his class?
I guess, yeah.
Because I got the impression that it was definitely a junior class because the class is full when he's taking the test. And I thought all the seniors were gone. So that would mean it's a junior class.
Yeah. So then
Now I
Jen
haven't
and
I've oh sorry, I was going to Dawson for a second.
okay.
When did Dawson get a Jeep?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to the cars.
But when did he get a vehicle?
I don't know.
Let alone a Jeep.
They never explain.
Like, remember, isn't Pacey still driving his parents' wagon?
Maybe, yeah.
And it's weird that Dawson all of a sudden has a Jeep.
Maybe his
Again,
parents got it for him.
I have never seen him drive a Jeep before. We've seen him drive, and it was, I think, maybe his parents' car. I don't know. But then all of a sudden he's driving a Jeep. When did this come about?
I don't
Very interesting. That threw me off.
know.
But go ahead, talk about Jen and Joey.
Yeah, so they just get to the restaurant and meet Jen's friend Typo, and Jen calls Joey her
Was
keeper.
that his name? Typo?
Yeah. And then her friend gets excited that Jen got to NYU and that she's moving back, and Joey can't believe that Jen is actually debating on going, and Jen says that saying about how you can never really go home again. That's what she feels.
Now, did you like that Jen kind of didn't really want to tell anybody that she got into college?
Well, I don't know.
Because she wasn't like too excited with Typo, and she clearly didn't want to tell her dad. So it was just kind of weird. I was like, Jen, like, you know, is it because she feels like downgraded by them? Like, I didn't really understand that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe just the location of it all.
Well, because like maybe her friends will go, oh, like you're now a college kid, you know, like because they're probably not going to college because they're gonna just continue to party or something.
Well,
Where
college is partying too.
I know, but
So,
she probably was in the wrong crowd.
Maybe.
Well, wasn't she doing drugs and stuff? I mean, look at Drew.
Yeah, they do that in
The
college.
only way Drew's going to college is by his parents paying his way. So that's the only way he's going. Okay, but then we meet Jen's dad. Can I just say something? Casting wise. Do you know what bothers me?
What?
When they don't cast people that look alike.
I didn't even notice.
No, remember when we met the mom? She was kind of like Graham's built, tall, and she had like a thin face and stuff like that. Remember that? And she had the dark brown hair, and it was like, all right, she looks nothing like Jen. Well, then remember we kind of talked about maybe Jen gets her built and everything from her dad. Well, in walks this tall, dark-haired guy who also has a thin face. And I'm like, then who did she get her looks from?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe his side of the family, his parents, her grandparents.
I was just like, why couldn't they get, like, I don't know, a shorter guy that has, not such thin face, like, cheeks wise and stuff. Like, I was just like, it doesn't make any sense. He kind of looks like the mom.
Maybe because he was.
And she looks nothing like Jen.
Maybe just because he was only going to be in one episode, so they didn't really put too much thought to it.
But they didn't put much thought into anything in the show. I'm just saying, I don't like it because we kind of brushed it off with the mom because it was like, okay, we've never met the dad. But now we've met the dad, and well, he looks like the mom. So it didn't make any sense. Because even Graham's doesn't look like Jen because she's taller and stuff. Like, well, it's like I'm short, but I know where I get my shortness from. Do you know what I mean? So it's just, it would be weird if I had like two tall parents and I'm short. Like, that would throw me off. And, this definitely throws me off because she should look like somebody. And she doesn't.
Unless she was adopted like Eve.
Well, that's the thing is, well, she must be adopted because she don't look like either one of them.
And
But
then
well, then it was weird because she didn't remember again. She didn't want to say anything about getting into college, and then Joey said that she got into college. Now, do you think Jen wanted Joey to tell him?
No.
Okay, so. When Joey then, I mean, at one point, Joey tells the dad that Jen got into five out of the six colleges that she applied to. His response was, he only got accepted to one, Princeton. What? Wait a minute. Isn't Princeton supposed to be a really good school? With like the smart ones? It's like Yale and stuff. So, you mean to tell me he got into Princeton, but no other college?
Maybe it's the only one he applied to, maybe
No,
because
but yeah, but when Joey said she applied to six and Jen got into five out of the six, he said he only got into one, and that was Princeton. And I was like, well, you mean to tell me no other college accepted you? Come on now. If you get into Princeton, you got into other schools.
maybe he comes from a rich family, so his parents bought him into it.
Well, then they should have bought him into the other schools too.
Maybe they
I
just
don't know.
decided
It
to pick
just
one.
that comment threw me off because it's Princeton. I'm just saying. I mean, especially if Jen got into five, Because she wasn't focused on her studies like maybe her dad was. So, Yeah, it just threw me off. I'm like, okay, Princeton's a really great school, and that's the only one you got into. Yeah, I'm supposed to buy that. That's just the dumbest thing, too.
And then Dawson and Gretchen get a flat tire after driving for 6 hours.
Wait, they were on the road for 6 hours at that point?
Yeah.
Oh, God, how could she be in the car with him for 6 hours? Oh.
She likes him. And they don't
She
have a
must well
spare.
she must have been doing all the talking.
Or listening to music.
There's no excitement in that boy.
Yeah, so they start hitchhiking because there's the next
Well,
town. 6 miles away.
she wants to hitchhike. And he wants to walk.
Yeah, because he knows that's somewhat safer.
Yeah, but remember, Pacey wanted to hitchhike too.
Yeah, but that was when they were in Capeside. They're like 6 hours away now, so they don't know the area or the people.
Yeah, but it still seems like a small town.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, look at where they ended up. Okay. When they go into the,
Garage.
yeah. And then they meet the old guy. And then he was talking about how, oh, he needs to fix up his truck. And then Dawson agrees to help him. I was like, you expect me to believe Dawson is going to fix a truck?
Maybe he learned things from Pacey. Because Pacey fixed
Well, that's
Gretchen's car.
a. Oh, Cynthia.
Or his dad
You're
taught him.
giving it too much credit.
We never know. They just don't say a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and then Gretchen was like, oh, well, I'll go find something to eat. Which we'll come around to this food because I have another thing with that.
Yeah, but
Yeah,
Dawson
go
just
ahead.
has to fix the truck just because that's the only way that they can get a ride back to his car.
With the tire.
Yeah.
Now, don't Jeeps have to have certain tires?
I'm thinking, yeah.
And you mean to tell me that guy has a Jeep tire?
You mind if it's just one? Might not even be that new, but it might be something.
And then Gretchen goes into that restaurant, and it's like they have no food there. And
Oh yeah, she keeps listening like, nope, we're out. Nope, we're out.
then she's like, what do you have? Then what was it? It was beef something.
Yeah, roast beef, and she says two Cokes, but they have only Pepsi.
Again, I love Pepsi.
And then
Okay,
speaking
well,
of
what do you
food,
like though? But do you like Pepsi or Coke?
Pepsi.
See?
And then speaking of food, when Pacey was, before he left with Drew, he was eating his lunch in the cafeteria, and it looked like he was about to put ketchup on what looked like to be SpaghettiOs. Did you see that?
No, I was only looking at him.
Oh yeah, so I just thought that was weird. That just made no sense either.
I was only looking at him. I
Yeah,
don't
and that's
really care
when,
what he was doing.
yeah, so that's when Pacey gave Drew the look like, let's just get out of here.
No, he had the little like little puppy dog look like I'm so sad. Come and
Yes.
save me so we can get into trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. But then Drew takes him to a bar. Now, is that a bar even in town?
Doesn't look like it.
So then he takes him to a bar and he gives him a fake ID.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Pacey's name is on there, David Keppo, I think.
Now, I really help real bars check IDs
Yeah.
because clearly, they're underage.
And then,
Well, and two, how is Drew paying for his?
because of his dad.
Yeah, but wouldn't the credit card have a different name than his fake license?
I think maybe he gave him cash to use. I don't know.
But do you know what I mean? Like it would
Yeah.
add up to it's not you.
Yeah, because we only know that his fake name is Gilbert, but there's no last name attached to it.
Gilbert. Where did they come up with these names? He don't look like no Gilbert.
But Pacey was the only one that, because Drew said it was a birthday gift that from his dad that they're going to use to get the beer with, and Pacey's like, "When was your birthday?" And Drew doesn't answer; he just brushes it off.
Well,
So
when was his birthday?
I don't know. So Pacey's like, "We didn't even know it was his birthday recently." I mean, they're not friends, but
Yeah, Pacey doesn't care.
I think he just found it odd that Drew's birthday passed and Drew didn't mention it, because you think he would, the kind of guy that he was or is.
All about himself. Drew definitely would have thrown himself a party.
Yeah. And Pacey knows that he only brought him along so he wouldn't drink alone.
Well, he brought him along so that Pacey can be miserable.
Well, yeah, maybe they could be miserable together so they're not alone.
Because he just had to keep throwing it in Pacey's face at school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I really did feel bad for Pacey when he was trying to take that test.
Because Drew was interrupting him.
No, like when he was trying to focus on taking a test, and then the teacher was like, oh, Pacey, give me your test. And Pacey was not done taking it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just felt so bad.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever taken a test and you're like, I have no idea what the answers are? See, now me, I would just keep scrolling, like A, B, C. But clearly, Pacey was trying at least more than I did when I didn't know the answers.
Yeah. And then before Jen and Joey met, Jen's dad, Jen tells Joey of when she was 12 and she was scared of Grams and didn't want to go visit her in Capesize, so she stayed home
But
while her mom went.
you remember when we first met Grams. Grams was scary. She didn't like anyone.
Yeah. So since Jen didn't go to Capeside, she spent that weekend with her dad and she really had a good time. Before she can continue, a woman walks in, so they leave.
I was actually sad that they didn't continue.
Yeah.
'Cause I was like, and like, I was actually getting somewhere listening, and then they just cut it off. And I was like, man, I wanted to listen to the rest of it.
And then I didn't believe how easy it was for Jen's dad just to cancel his plans for the day to spend time with her. Like, I knew that there's probably something that's gonna be more of a priority over her eventually, and there was.
Well, what does her dad do?
I don't know. He just works at a building that was titled Warner Sachs and Lindley Adventure Group. I don't know what that is. He never explains, or she doesn't explain what he does.
Yeah, but he might just say there's an emergency, so he has to cancel all of his other meetings,
Yeah.
which is probably what he supposedly did until he got called back. So is that the secretary that bought Jen her present?
Maybe, probably, yeah,
Remember
honestly.
when she was opening the gifts in front of Graham and she was like, oh, whatever it was, necklace, whatever it was, and she was like, oh, this is like a necklace, whatever, that his secretary bought or
Yeah,
picked out for him.
unless he gets new ones every couple years, which I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. But I kind of actually was thinking that he was hooking up with his secretary.
Oh, yeah, that could have been easily what happened too. Especially since Jen's parents' marriage is so bad.
Rocky, yeah.
But they're still together, apparently. We don't see her mom,
Yeah,
but.
we don't even, did they even bring her mom up? I didn't hear anything about the mom.
Nope.
I was like, so there's no indication if they're together or what? I mean, her mom said she wasn't going to end the marriage. She was just going to go home and be miserable and let the dad cheat because I'm sure she knew he was cheating.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what
So,
kind of life is that?
yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the car ride. Dawson and Gretchen's car ride with, did he even say his name?
Yeah, Irv.
Irv, okay. Yeah, he's taken them in the truck that Dawson helped fix.
Yep. You go take the tire back, and then during the ride, Gretchen, you think she'd know better, but Gretchen does bring up how much it's going to cost them. And so Irv says 60 for the tire and 20 for the ride, which I don't think they should have owed 20 with Dawson fixing the car, but okay. And
Well,
then.
and back then, was gas that much money?
Probably not. I don't know. And then,
Well,
yes.
and then, well, then we find them on the side of the road, and it's because they didn't have the money.
Right.
But Gretchen had some money because she bought food.
Right. I would only cover the ride, but yeah.
And then, well, and then they were upset because Dawson helped fix the truck, which I feel like they should have gotten a discount. But then
Yeah.
again, how much did Dawson fix?
Well, from Irv, it seemed like a lot because the
Because
truck was so old.
Da yeah, but Dawson knows nothing about fixing things. So I couldn't really see him. Now, if it was Pacey, yeah, he probably would have fixed a whole lot more. But because it's Dawson, I don't really. I mean, Irv probably had to show him every single thing.
Maybe, yeah.
And at that point, he's doing it himself. So I don't really know how much Dawson actually fixed in the truck. But I do feel like he should have got some discount. But yeah, so they don't have the money apparently. So they go on a road trip and don't have any money.
Right, yeah. Gretchen should have known better at least. Yeah, so since they didn't have the money, they're dropped off. We don't know how long of a distance from the car, but they still have to find a way to get there now.
Well, so now they're still stuck on the side of the road, not by the Jeep. And again, they still have no tire.
Yep.
So they're not going anywhere except for, you know, okay, so then here's my thing. Then it's now dark and they're by the Jeep because Gretchen is sitting on the Jeep eating her sandwich. And then Dawson was like, he wanted to, he was like, give me my sandwich. I'm hungry. And she tells him to think about how they're gonna get home. And I'm
Yeah.
just, and I, this is where I was like, wait a minute. You bought those sandwiches during the daytime. How good could they be after so long?
Well, maybe she's desperate and she's hungry, so there's nothing else to eat.
Well, why didn't she eat that when she first got the burger or the sandwiches?
Probably she just went back to the garage right away. I don't know.
It was just weird. I'm like, you're eating it at nighttime?
Maybe she only ate half of it before.
It made no sense. And two, because it's like meat, it has to be refrigerated. So that's nasty.
Yeah, well, it's been less than a day, so I don't think it's that bad.
And then again, she's gonna starve Dawson.
Yeah, that wasn't right. She gave him the idea anyhow to even go on this trip. And as the older adult, she should have known what could have happened during that trip, especially since she had already taken one like that before with her friends.
Well, and again, she should have had money.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, she should have known better. And then when Jen and Joey were at the restaurant with Theo, Jen's dad, and then he's asking Joey where she's going to college. She says Worthington, and right away Theo is disappointed that she's not going to New York.
Oh, another thing about Gretchen. She's taking this road trip with Dawson. Isn't she supposed to be working?
Maybe she took the day
Like,
off.
she was gone all day.
She probably took the day off so she could be with Dawson for his senior ditch day.
That's not smart. How are you gonna get money?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe that's just the only day that she took off. So it won't hurt her that much. And then I was surprised Theo had such a elaborate explanation of why he loves the city so much. When Joey asked him, what he likes about it, and
Oh yeah,
I
what was his answer?
yeah, he said that living in the city is like living in a living organism that constantly changes. So over time, it's like the relationship to it is like a romance, and that's irresistible, where it gets to a point where it's comfortable and safe. And then it's like he said it's like a cellular connection, like you've known it forever, like your oldest happiness, and you catch yourself in a transient moment. I can't say the word. Then you realize you're in love with it and always will be, and that's why it surprises him still after all this time.
Yeah, I was definitely tuned out at that moment.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine him talking this way about Jen. You know, it seems like he loves the city more than anything else.
Well, I mean, I didn't really care to see Jen's old life.
I was.
I mean, we've already seen two people from her old life.
Yeah, but we never saw her in the
Drew and
city.
whatever. Drew, what was his name?
Billy.
Was gonna say Bobby. Yeah, Billy, we've already seen those two. I don't care to see the rest of them.
Yeah, well, I was glad to see Jen in the city to see a little bit more of what things were like for her, maybe.
Yeah, but that's not what the show's about.
I know, but it was just some
The
little bit of
show isn't
backstory.
about the big city. The show is a little town with some characters in it, and that's the way it should be.
It was just one episode.
Yeah, it was
It's
an
not a big
episode that
deal.
didn't fit and I didn't care for it.
Okay.
Okay. So Gretchen and Dawson are sitting by the fire. Apparently, Dawson made the fire. He definitely couldn't build a fire at the B&B.
All
Remember when
right.
the B&B opened? None of the guys could build a fire except Grams.
Yeah. And
Uh,
here.
and, and here he is. He just builds a nicely perfect fire for the two of them. I was like, and then he says that he learned from,
Boy Scouts.
yeah, Boy Scouts. So I was just like, what? What? I thought if you learned in Boy Scouts, you would have knew how to build a fire at the B&B. So again, it doesn't go anywhere, the story, because like the story for it, because he should have made the fire at Grant at the B&B. Not here. Okay. Dawson. He wants to sleep with her out of the blue.
I don't think out of the blue.
Uh-huh.
Random
He found out
location.
so he found out somebody else had sex.
Yeah, but I'm sure he was thinking about it beforehand, too.
Yeah, with Joey.
No, I think he was thinking of it with Gretchen, too.
No. No, because he said that she had sex, so he should move on and basically have sex too. And I think that's when Gretchen definitely wants to stop it, because it's like, you're only doing this to get back at Joey.
I don't think it was to get back at Joey, but just that he can finally move on.
But it was weird because he said that he was in love with Gretchen.
Yeah, maybe not that deep, but yeah, maybe
I
he
was
is a
like,
little bit.
Dawson's in love with Gretchen? What? When did this happen? But then it was like, oh yeah, right. That's because you want to sleep with her. Okay.
I think he has some feelings for her.
Yeah, but do you think he's in love with her?
Maybe not that deep, like I said, yeah.
Because, but remember, Dawson loves to say he's in love with somebody when he's trying to hold on. Like he told Joey when Joey was breaking up with him from the dance. That's when he said, I'm in love with you or whatever. And it was like, it was only to hold on to her.
But he's not losing Gretchen right now. He's not losing Gretchen right now.
Well, he definitely shouldn't have brought up Joey.
Because he did say that he's letting go of what he thought his reality should be.
Yeah, which was him losing his virginity with Joey.
Yeah, with everything new changing now.
But this is what I'm saying. You don't say that to the person you are with. And especially if you want it to go any further. You definitely don't say that the person you thought you were going to have sex with was Joey. And then think that you're going to have sex with this one. It just doesn't work that way. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you are gonna have sex with Gretchen, it ain't gonna be tonight because you opened up your mouth about Joey. So that's why I feel is like Gretchen was like, no. No, but he's thinking of Joey. So she's definitely not gonna go any further because he's not in the right mindset. It's kind of like when Pacey, with Pacey, it's like, he didn't know at the point at that time that Dawson was in her head, but you know what I mean? If he had known, he probably wouldn't have went any further either. Because you don't want that person to think of somebody else.
But he did mention Dawson beforehand too when she was still hesitating. So he kind of knew already.
No, yeah, but that was when they were arguing in the daytime. Once she, quotes, like, settled down and stuff, then he thought she had changed her mind. He didn't, yeah, but he didn't know that she had talked to Dawson right before that. And that's what pushed her to sleep with him. He didn't know that. If he knew, I don't think he would have went anywhere with that. Do you know what I mean? Because he was already insecure about the whole Dawson thing, that I don't think he would have done anything. He probably would have been like, you need time to process who you really like. The same thing Gretchen's doing with Dawson. The only difference is he opened up his mouth about Joey.
And then at the bar.
Okay. So, what did you think of the whole Pacey getting caught?
Well, I thought it'd be something, like maybe the birthday on the card or something that he'd get wrong, not the whole route to get to where this card says he's from.
Yeah, but if you don't know the area, you know what I mean? But to be fair, we lived here our whole life and, I don't know where everything is. So, but it was funny to see he just kept talking more and more and just digging himself a bigger hole. And then Drew's like, well, did you see Drew's face at first? He's like, oh crap. Because he's just like, had like his little smirk. And then he was like, oh, you gotta like ignore my friend here. Like he's drunk or whatever. It's
And then
like, Drew, you're both now in trouble.
And then making it worse, Pacey stood up and it looked like he was going to punch the owner
I know.
at first.
I was like, where's this going?
But then everybody just starts laughing. Well, the two of them start laughing.
I know. I'm like, why is Pacey just stands up and starts laughing? Like, what is up with that? I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it was cute. But it was weird too. I was like, just punch him like every other show. Think about it, no one gets arrested on these shows, so just punch him like everyone else.
Until this one, at least.
What?
And then,
What gets arrested?
yeah, the guys get arrested.
Yeah, but what's really gonna happen? Doug shows up. And Doug's not gonna do anything. You think, okay, think about it. Doug is gonna step in to protect his brother, and Drew is going to get paid out of it. Like, they're both not getting in trouble. This is what I mean. These on the shows, they can do whatever they want. You're not being realistic. Because then even Doug. Now, do you really think Doug would have the authority over the cop who was supposedly arresting them?
No, because they're not on
Because are
Cape
they
Side,
even
supposedly.
in the same town?
No, like I said, they're probably not on Cape Side.
This is what I mean. I feel like maybe if they were in Cape Side, then Doug may have could, he could have overstepped, but not in a different town. It just doesn't make any sense. Well, because then, well, then it was weird because then Doug was like, well, maybe I should arrest you to Pacey. And it's like, what? Again, how can you arrest your brother in a whole different town? It doesn't make any sense. It should have been, he should have said, I should let them arrest you because That would have been a clear statement, then I should arrest you.
Yeah.
Because you're not in the same town.
And then at
Yeah,
the
the
restaurant.
well, and then doesn't Pacey it, what was going on with Pacey and Doug? Because Pacey starts losing it. Because remember, he was like, this is all I have.
And well, first Doug started saying that Pacey isn't satisfied with being a moron and failure, so he has to add drunk to his list of credentials. And yeah, it's when Pacey yells that this is his life, this is all he's going to get, and Doug tries to comfort him, but he pushes away and leaves. And Drew is shocked by Pacey's outburst.
Okay. Was that Drew throwing up?
I didn't notice.
Somebody had like gagging, and I was like, and then I was like, I think it was Drew, and I was like, oh my God, because he was the only other one there, right? Like, as in drunk wise.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question. Don't you think that the police would have went after the bar itself for giving these two liquor?
Well, they had the fake IDs, so.
But they didn't check them. Okay. That's not Gilbert and that's not whoever, David. Come on now. They would have, I feel like they would have gotten in trouble.
Maybe, I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? If it doesn't look like the person on the ID, you don't let them have alcohol. Clear as that. And the fact that the waitress just let it go, because even Drew said they don't really check. They just go along with it. You can't, if you're selling liquor, you can't just go along with it. You have to make sure that's the person. Do you know what I mean? Like, realistically, they would be in just as much trouble as the underage people. So, again, would you want to call the cops knowing you could be also be sued or whatever, or get your liquor license taken away? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that bar owner would have called knowing they could get in trouble too. I think they probably would have just said, please leave. You know, like, you know, none of us need to get in trouble, just leave. I feel like that's how it might have went down, because otherwise they probably would have gotten in trouble.
And then back at the restaurant, Jen and Joey find out that Theo has a business emergency, so he just gives Jen money to show Joey around and says he'll call her. So he just dismisses her so easily after giving her that outburst of attention. But
Yeah,
still, work
and
is more the priority.
you first saw Jen excited, and then there's like Jen like coming to reality, like her dad is never gonna change.
So then Jen shows Joey the famous places from a rooftop. And Jen does admit that she loves the city. And Joey says, thank you for showing her it. And then Jen thanks Joey for coming to New York with her. She needed her.
Okay, so when Jen goes to see her dad and she confronts him about sleeping with the girl that lived upstairs,
Neighbor.
do you think, I mean, was that Jen's babysitter? I mean,
No, because Jen said that the girl was about the age she is now, and this happened like 3 years ago. So Jen was too old to have a babysitter, maybe when she was younger, but it didn't really seem that way. I thought maybe they were just close friends. I don't know. They didn't really give too much detail.
no, so was the girl 18? Because Jen's got to be 18 at this point.
Right, 17, 18,
Yeah,
maybe,
but
yeah.
she turned 16 in season one, remember? So it's season four. She's got to be 18.
Yeah, it just the way she said it made it sound like she was still underage too, so.
Okay, yeah, well, that would have been really bad if her dad was sleeping. I took it as she's 18, because otherwise her dad would have gotten serious trouble for sleeping with an underage girl. You know what I mean? Like, okay, 18 isn't any better, but she's technically legal age. But then again, this show loves throwing in that weird combo of old adults with young kids. So who knows how old she really was, but But if everyone else is turning 18 in this season, Jen's already have she has to be 18 already. So I'm guessing the girl was 18 too. But I'm sorry, but she's still just a kid. She's 18. Do you know what I mean?
Either way, Theo is denying it and saying Jen's just thinking it, like making it up in her head.
Yep, yeah, until Jen was like, no, I saw you with her. Your bedroom door was open.
Yeah, Jen tells her father that he punished her for things beyond her control while he
All
didn't
be
say anything.
all because she saw him.
Yeah, so she doesn't need an apology or forgive him. She just has to forgive herself. Because after that night, that's when she wandered around the city that weekend that she's supposed to be in Capeside. So she was supposed to spend the time with her dad, but instead saw that. So she ended up just walking around and sleeping wherever she could find a place to crash. Because she tells Joey that she slept in a parking lot and then she fell asleep in a VIP room and then a dorm room the next day when of a guy she just met at the bar. So yeah, she'd rather be alone in the city than spend the weekend with her dad. So she's starting to put the pieces together of why she didn't want to come back in the first place.
Yeah, but she did but how old was Jen though? Because it kind of made it seem like because he was punishing her after everything she was doing because of what she saw. Remember, she was 12 when she started sleeping around and hanging out with people. So was she 12 when she saw her dad? Like, that's the way I was taking, because then she started turning like out of control. And it was all stems from her dad sleeping with that girl.
Yeah, I
So
think
that
so, yeah.
means she was 12 when her dad slept with her,
Yeah.
which would mean she could be the babysitter,
Maybe.
because 12-year-olds can have babysitters.
Yeah.
So
I also feel like Jen's parents wouldn't really care if she was being watched or not, but yeah. Maybe
That's the
she
way
saw.
I was taken. It was she was definitely younger, because then she spiraled out of control and then she was sent away. Because we know what happened from Drew the last night she was there. But, when she's talking to her dad, it sounded like she was, like a good girl until then. So remember, she had sex at 12. So she was like 11 or 12 when this happened. And also the fact that she couldn't remember. I mean, if you're 15, you're going to remember it. But if you're 11 or 12, you might, because it's been a few years, you might try to forget it. But because if it just happened and then you went to Capeside, you would remember that. So because she was younger, it took her all this time to realize that it even happened. Because she just kind of pushed it out. Plus, she was doing what, drugs and alcohol. So then that messed up with her mind too. So yeah, she was definitely younger when her dad did this. Well then, obviously it comes out that was true. But I didn't like when she said goodbye, daddy, because I'm like, Jen, she should have just said goodbye. Like, she
I
didn't have
don't.
to say daddy.
That's what she called him, so it made sense to me, at least.
No, like, he took all that out on you. She says she has to forgive herself. So there's no need to say anything to him any more than you already have. Like, he doesn't deserve it, so you don't need to say it.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. And then that's when she tells Tom that she's done with therapy because now she knows what happened between her and her dad.
Yeah, because then he was like, oh no, like, we still need to talk. And she's like, no, like, I'm done. I got what I needed out of this.
Yeah, she has nothing else to say, and he does look worried for her, but it seems like when they're done with the plot line, as of right now, they'd like to do that slow-mo thing again. So she's slowly leaving the room, and Jen says she'll see him around, but I don't know why she said that either, because it's not like I don't think she'll probably be back to see him, right?
No.
And it's not like she sees him somewhere in Cape Side regularly.
Well, when
So,
she's stalking him, she does. Yeah,
Yeah,
but
so that was the
now
last
she
scene.
knows. Yeah, but now she knows where he hangs out. Now, Dawson and Gretchen for a second. I was happy she stopped. She did the right thing. Because I do feel like Dawson, in his right mind, would have regretted it. Just like kind of Joey did after. Because he wanted it to be with Joey. So because it wasn't with Joey, he would have regretted it. So anyway, there's my thought on that. And secondly, so I was happy she stopped with that. But then the other thing was at the very end when Dawson's sleeping, and then they do a close-up of Gretchen, why is she sitting by the fire crying?
Because she probably thinks that Dawson still has that idea. Dawson says that idea in his head about his first time being with Joey.
Yeah,
So,
but
like, he
you said it
doesn't
didn't
fully
really
love her.
like. Yeah, but you said it didn't really matter or whatever. Like when
How
I
you.
was saying I had an issue with it.
Yeah, like you said, Gretchen knows better because she's older and understands more.
But yeah, I'm just like, you stopped it. Why are you crying?
Just because she probably wanted it to happen, but she knows it wouldn't be right.
Didn't make any sense. I was like, stop crying.
And
Because you
then she.
told Dawson that, when it, basically when the time's right.
Yeah, maybe she just said that to make it seem like okay when it wasn't. Because she thinks that maybe Dawson can never really fully give himself to her. But a piece of his heart will always belong to Joey.
Yeah. So yeah, that was the episode. Boring.
So then highs and lows.
Well, did you find it boring?
Yeah, not much happened really except for Jen.
High and low. This is bad. Because my low was like the whole episode. What's high about it? I got nothing for you on the high and low. What
Yeah,
about
because
you?
we don't even know how Dawson and Gretchen eventually got home, but
No.
that could have been a high. Just figuring that out. But I think a high was figuring out Jen figuring out what had happened and being able to let go of that part of her life
Yeah, but
so
I
that she
didn't
can
care
move
about it.
forward. Okay, yeah, well that was my high.
That's why I didn't have a high. What was your low?
Also Jen figuring out what happened that night with her dad because it was a bad memory that she unlocked.
Oh, my high is her telling the therapist that she is done with therapy. Because I told you, he just seems like a creepy guy. I said this from the start, like when we met him, I was like, why does he seem creepy to me? Like it's not, it doesn't seem therapist, like it doesn't seem like that kind of relationship. So, it felt kind of stalkerish. So, yes, I'm happy that I hope to never see him again. You know what I mean? So hopefully her saying that means we never have to see him again.
Yeah.
So that's my high.
And then you're low.
I said the rest of the episode.
Oh, okay. And
And
then rating.
what was your low?
Jen remembering that night with her dad and everything.
And what was your high?
Were you listening?
No, I don't
I
listen.
said
So
when Jen figured out why she didn't want to go to New York in the first place, so now she
it
can
all
move
comes
on.
together. You're basically your high and low are the same. All right.
Well, they have different sides.
I would rate this a 4. It was bad.
Yeah, five. And then
Then
best and
what's your best
worst?
and worst, Cynthia?
Best is Joey, just because she followed along and, made sure that Jen got back home because she kept thinking Jen was going to disappear on her. And then the worst, of course, is Theo, Jen's dad. And you?
The best is Casey. Casey's girlfriend. Joey.
The same reason?
I thought I was gonna get you on that.
The same reason, or
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she was a good friend. Did I take that very lightly? I mean, she was a good support system for Jen. Even though Jack would have done the same. And the worst was Dawson.
Why?
Because he was thinking of Joey when he shouldn't have. He told Gretchen that he was that he wanted his first time with Joey. And I mean, you've been with Gretchen for how long, and you're still bringing Joey up? I mean, get over yourself, Dawson.
At least a
Like
good 5 months.
Joey has moved on, so shut up at this point. And also the fact that he was gonna sleep with her while he's thinking of Joey. No. And I don't believe that he built the fire, and I don't believe that he fixed the car. I do believe that he would be dumb enough to be stranded on the side of the road. So, yeah, that's why he was the worst for me. And plus, he doesn't do road trips. Like, he's not that fun person.
Maybe he wants to be, after everything that happened with Mr. B, he thinks he should take more risks since life can be short.
Well, no, I think it was that he was realizing everybody else was actually doing something fun on Ditch Day and he wasn't.
Yeah, that too.
But his Ditch Day wasn't exactly fun. And also, I wouldn't want to be stranded with him. So yeah, that's why he was the worst. So what's the next episode?
Episode 19, late.
One word, late.
Yeah, I'm late for something.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Yep, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Duo Chat. If you want to chime in with your opinion about the episode and the show we discussed, you can email us at duochatpodcast@gmail.com. And to keep up with updates about the podcast, you can follow us at Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Duo Chat Podcast. And give us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We'd really appreciate it.